Photoshop Wednesday number 5. Hello, this is John Chambers, and I'd like to welcome you to the 1 Minute Tip Photoshop Wednesday, a collection of short podcasted tips and videos created especially for the Photoshop user. This is a tech podcast network. If it's tech, it's here, techpodcasts.com. Today's Photoshop tip, selections, part 1. Now in real estate, they say location, location, location. And in Photoshop, it's selection, selection, selection. So let's take a quick look at the rectangular and elliptical marquee tool. Go ahead and launch Photoshop and push the M key. Now the rectangular and the elliptical marquee tools behave very similar to one another. So let's just start off with a simple selection. So let's select the rectangular marquee tool, move out onto your canvas, press, drag, and release. There you have a selection. Now a selection is basically either something that is targeted or protected. To drop the selection, just click outside of this box, and now you have deselected. So pressing and dragging is basically a freeform selection. This time, try it with the Shift key down, and what you're going to end up with is a square, equal sides. If you make this selection with the Options key down, you're going to be selecting from the center, non-constrained. Now if you try Option and Shift, you end up with a square drawn from center. Now if you need to draw a rectangle to a specific size, go up into your option palette, under Style, select Fixed Size. Here you can enter in the height and the width for the rectangle you're about to create. Now when you're done with this tech, be sure to set Fixed Size back to normal or you're going to continue drawing rectangles of this size. Now if you'd like to change this selection to everything but this, go to the Select pull-down menu and select Inverse. Now here comes patting your head and rubbing your stomach time. Okay, we're going to press and drag out a selection. Now hold down the Shift key and drag yet another selection. Now where these two cross over, they actually merge into one unit. Now let's hold down the Option key and try that one more time, and now what's going to happen is it's going to deselect that portion from this selection. Now remember, selections don't actually have to touch one another. You can make two separate selections in two different areas of your canvas. Now here's an interesting twist on a selection. Let's go ahead and make a selection. Oops, wait a minute, that's not exactly what I wanted to do, so I'm going to hold down the space bar. Watch what happens now. I can actually reposition this object, find a new spot for it, let go of the space bar, and I can continue to drag out that shape. That can be very helpful. Now all of the examples we've talked about today were done with the rectangular selection tool, but could very easily have been done with the elliptical selection tool as well. Wow, lots of different types of selections, and we've only done part one. The video for this tip can be found at www.1minutetip.com. Just scroll down to the Photoshop Wednesday section and click on the video link. Comments, questions, or suggestions, email me at tip@1minutetip.com. See you next Wednesday.